This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can call 877-738-1234 if you'd like to donate this morning or all day today on day number one of the 18th annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. You can also text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25. And it is Tuukka Rask who joins us here at Fenway Park, back from visiting home. And I'm wondering if you're over. How long does it take to get over what happened in Game 7? Because I'm not over it yet. No,
I don't think you ever get over that.
You never get.
You're still getting flashbacks. But, you know, you got to realize it's only sports.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
How long does it take to realize that it's only sports? I mean,
not too long. I think it was just a few days, and you're kind of like, because you're so in the groove and used to playing and practicing every day, and that's just, well, I don't have to do anything now. I think that's the biggest kind of change, but it takes a couple of days.
I feel like it was weird series wise because you guys were both better playing on each other's ice. I mean,
yes,
home ice was not an advantage in that Stanley Cup final.
It is weird. Did we go 1-3 at home, I think, in that series?
Yes.
If you're a betting man, probably wouldn't have, guessed that. But that's just how hockey goes sometimes. And you know, it's kind of, each team is kind of like on top different nights, and then it comes down to one game, and, you know, it's a coin toss. So we end up losing.
Do you stay off Twitter after something like that for a month or two, or like?
I don't. Yeah, I get off Instagram and Twitter last year, so yeah, probably better choice that
Good
way.
Good choice. Yeah. Really yeah. Sound choice.
Yeah. That's smart. Yeah.
Really sound choice.
Yeah, don't play in the mud with everyone else down there.
No.
Nothing good happens after midnight, and nothing good on social media.
Yeah, you're not going to win that battle.
No.
How was? I assume you went home.
Yes.
How was it? Did you like stare aimlessly out at the fjords or whatever?
Pretty much.
By the way, Fitzy, that's not an automobile. That's a body of water in Finland.
No,
the fjord.
I don't think we have the fjords. They're up in Norway.
You don't have the fjords.
They're up north in Norway.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Right. Close enough. Yeah. We left after a week or so. It's good to go home and just relax and unwind. You know, it was a long season, and I noticed that, you know, there's a lot of fans who actually pay attention to Bruins, and
yeah.
Once you go that long, you know, they feel bad for you, and everywhere you go, they stop and have an opinion. So it was good for me to go home and kind of just unwind. We were home for 7 weeks, and I had to interrupt my vacation, come here, because I thought you were in trouble or something, because I got a text that the Hillman show was quitting or something, yes, and I'm like, yeah, can I change my flights and come check on you?
Well, we're got no, just a new station. Don't
just
worry,
a new station. It's all good.
Everything's fine. I hope. I mean, listen, we had on the old show, Tuukka was kind enough to judge our greatest Italian sub competition celebrity judge, and I'm hoping that maybe we'll do something like that
for sure.
On the new show.
I think we talked about the beer tasting.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Yeah. I think we got to do that.
Yeah.
Not during the season.
No. Of course not.
How dare you?
Nobody drinks beer during the season.
Well, listen. I mean, I think. I think. Ignoring the end of the year last year, I mean, I think you got to feel pretty positive about this year coming up.
Yeah, I think it's always good when your team's not changing a whole lot. You know, I think we've had the same core group of guys for many, many years, and then we've added pieces to it. And it's been working great. You know, Butchie's been coaching us, you know, tremendously, and Donnie's doing a great job managing everything. So I think we have all the pieces. It's just a matter of, I think, with the run we had last year, it's such a grind and long run that I think you have to be mentally fresh to start the new year, and that'll be our biggest challenge because we have the skill and talent. But
I'm Instagram Live, by the way, if you want to see Tuukka and you want to see what we're doing down here with the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Greg Hill, WEEI, is my Instagram. So follow me. We're Instagram Live right now with Tuukka.
So One thing Brady has talked about a lot before, Tuca, is that the Patriots play so deep into the playoffs so often that it's almost like he's played an additional three or four NFL seasons on top of the 20 seasons he's played, mm-hmm. and that it's tougher to recover and get ready for the next season. So what do you do when you play deep into June and a lot of other teams finish their season in early April to get ready for the October start of the season?
I think the mental aspect is the biggest thing, especially if it's a disappointing loss like that. You have to just kind of unwind and try to forget about hockey as much as you can. But then again, you only have, you know, 2.5-3 months until the next season starts, so you got to take a month for your body to recover. So it's a really small window to kind of, you know, recover and then try to get back in shape. I think that, you know, if you can just kind of like do something and stay somewhat in shape and keep skating, that'll help you, you know, start the new season, because you know you only have a couple months between the games. But I think the mental, it's such a grind hockey season. You know, you play 82 games plus 25 possibly, so mentally it's very draining, and the fresher mentally you can be, the better off you are. I think
the Red Sox apologists like Ken Laird would say that there is a World Series hangover, and that is what has plagued the Red Sox this year. You hockey guys would never use an excuse like that. But you don't feel like there's going to be a hangover heading into this season for you guys.
Well, we didn't win, so I don't know what kind of a hangover that's going to be. But I think that's what you hear a lot. Different sports, you hear the same words. But as players, you always had to go out there, and you get paid to play, so you have to be at your best and be ready to play. So there's no time to talk about hangovers at no point.
How many years do you think Big Z has left?
Well, how many years is Brady going to play?
Bingo. Yeah. Bingo. Is there a TB12 for the Bruins, by the way?
I think Z was starting some kind of a brand there. I don't know what it's called, but he had these hats and whatnot. But yeah, I think he's on the same program as Tommy.
I mean, there was, it really bothered me at points during the playoff run where there were some who felt like he should have sat, or that he should have, you know, when it came to the time that he got, that it was too much. I mean, he's right in front of you. You get to see him play all the time. I mean, you certainly feel like you want him there as much as he wants to be there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's so much more that goes into the game than just the game on the ice. You know, he's been around for 20-some years, and he's been our leader for I don't even know how many years. And you know, his presence in the locker room and off the ice is so huge for everybody in the team, that I think that just gives us the lift even on the ice. You know, he's a great player in the penalty kill and in the net front. He cuts so many passes that helps me. That those are the things that people don't necessarily realize when they're just watching the game. But you know, that's why I don't pay attention to media, because you have that kind of people that don't.
You mean
understand.
You're not listening? You don't listen to sports radio? You don't pay attention?
I'm gonna stop listening to your guys' show too when our season starts.
Really?
I know you're gonna turn your jacket around too pretty quick.
Are you kidding me?
No, I would never doubt you.
No, we'll be there right to. I mean, vodka chug right
yeah, to hello,
right
to the
right
to the bitter
right,
end.
Right to the bitter yes. end, like it was last year.
Yeah, that's what I love about you.
I know you've been a part of this event here at WEEI for a few years, and it's an amazing thing to see.
It really is. I think I've been around since I got here, usually doing the Nesson telecast and then sometimes the radio, but you know, and it's the longer you stay in the same town, you know, you kind of see these kids kind of grow and you know, get better and whatnot, and it's an amazing event, and people do such a great job, and you know, we just try to be, as athletes, we try to help as much as we can, and you know, if it's just donating some money or showing up to here and shaking some hands and seeing kids, it's really heartwarming for us.
Well, I was saying earlier, I feel like when you hear about kind of behind the scenes, how many times your Bruins teammates and you go to visit patients, it's a unique thing. I think I think Boston, you know, and probably I'm being a homer here, but it seems to me like I hear from more nurses and doctors and families about visits that are made that aren't made publicly, and that you guys do it all the time.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of been our you know, thing for the past 10-15 years. We're trying to kind of have that culture within the Bruins, that when the young kids come in, they know that that's part of the profession. You have to go there. You can go there, and you get to go there, and I think it's luxury of playing in Boston, in the city. You have so many sports teams and so many great hospitals that you can actually just go and visit all kinds of different hospitals. And a lot of cities don't have that. So I think we as athletes, you know, if we can, you know, make kids smile and help their day to get better, I mean, what's better than that? And I've got two kids now. So, you know, I think it just, you know, becomes more important to, you know, if you can help other kids and make their day better. So
how old are the kids?
They're 5 and 3.
5 and 3?
Yeah.
Do we have a goaltender in the mix?
I got two girls, so I hope not. I'm pushing away from hockey.
You're pushing them away from hockey?
I don't need to be standing in the cold ice rinks when I'm done playing.
Soccer? I mean, what's it going to be?
Maybe soccer, tennis, gymnastics, dancing, whatever. It's just not hockey. if they want to play, they play. I'm not going to deny them.
Well, one of your former teammates who blew off the show twice last week because he was overserved... has called in this morning, and it's our pleasure to welcome Sean Thornton to the show. Thorty, good morning.
Good morning. Morjesta, Tukes.
Morjesta. What's up?
do you guys still own the boat together, or has that been sold?
That's a good question. Is it gone?
We don't have it, Thorty. We don't have it. Don't ask.
Is that code?
It's in the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, is it an insurance thing?
I mean, exactly. The insurance money's coming soon.
Wait, Thorty, did you not get your cut? Tuukka sold the boat that you bought together, and did you not get a cut of it?
Tuukka's been nice enough to carry, to float the bills for the last however many years, so whatever he got, he earned.
Well, I mean, he makes goalie money, not tough guy money. So I think that's
exactly.
Although, I mean, now you're an NHL executive, you're probably doing pretty well.
Not even close to as good as you, though, man.
Wow.
So, Thorty, you have also been a part of this WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon for several years. And we've been talking all morning with the doctors and the nurses and those who are fighting cancer about what an extraordinary place Dana-Farber is.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to visit a bunch. I've gotten to know Lisa and them over there fairly well over the past, 10, 12 years. I can't remember the first time I went in there, it was so long ago. But, you know, they do amazing work. A lot of the hospitals in the area, you know, it's just remarkable when you walk in and see what they're doing with the kids daily. And you know, how the kids actually react is the most heartwarming thing, that, you know, the stuff they're going through, and they always have a smile on their face, really, you know, I always said, puts things in perspective for spoiled professional athletes such as ourselves, former professional for me. But, yeah, amazing work, and happy to try and give a little bit each year to help out where we can.
Well, we're up to $85,183, which has been given so far this morning. And I think it's possible, Thorty, that you're going to put us over the $100,000 mark this morning. Is that correct?
Yeah, the foundation's to give $25,000 again this year. So you can put it up on the board.
All right, we can put 20, thanks to the Sean Thornton Foundation, we can put $25,000 up on the board. We even have we have a big check here, which I will hold with my tiny little hands.
You get it at Grand Prize Bank, Greg.
And that's amazing. And I want to point out, Sean, that you were here last week for your golf tournament for the foundation, and there's something about Boston where you continue to be really, really active with your foundation. And I think what that means is that you really wish that you were a senior vice president of the Boston Bruins.
So you wouldn't be on WEI if you weren't trying to get me in trouble, huh?
And that, you know, maybe if Cam is listening or any of the Jacobs family, you'd be open to some kind of a discussion about that. Is that true?
So Tuukka is a board member of the Sean Thornton Foundation, so he is more than willing to take the photo op with the big check if you so are inclined to.
I'm still in. Uh-huh. That's
you're
great.
You're still in.
Nice deflection, Thorty.
But it actually looks like a real size check in Tuukka's hands. That's the thing.
All right. Well, I know you wish the greatest of seasons for Tuukka this upcoming season, right, Thorty?
I do. Every time he's not against us, I always, you know, he knows. I'm always pulling for him. set my daughter is actually obsessed with Tuukka now since he's been to the house a couple times. She saw him on TV, so everything is Tuukka time at the house.
That's great.
A little disturbing, but I do miss it up there. I wish the timing aligned with my tournament and the Jimmy Fund like it has the last few years, so I could have been there in person. But at least I can call in and give a little bit of a donation.
Well, it's a great donation, and thanks to you and everybody who's a part of your foundation for doing that. Nick, I'm shocked you're not going to ask Thordy what his favorite fight was. I mean, you asked Tom Brady what his favorite throw was.
Oh, I'd love to go down do the Bruins Honk question of the week. Sean, what was your favorite on ice fight, buddy?
My least favorite was John Scott. I know that. Favorite? I'm not sure. I really enjoyed any of them, but. I don't know, man. I was in like 400 and something. I can't remember my favorite one. I just remember the ones I got beat up in.
Wow.
Tuukka, at least you remember something.
What about you? Do you have a favorite Thordy fight?
No. Like he said, there's so many of them that I can't. I do remember a favorite moment, though. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
He had a penalty shot against.
I'm a little afraid right now.
I think he had a penalty shot. I forget who it was against, but like he had done this backhand toe drag move in practice, which is like totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
So then he like somehow gets a penalty shot in a game, which is, you know, impossible for that guy. And then he skates towards me and kind of like winks and like, should I do it? I'm like, yeah, you absolutely should do it. I'm thinking, no way he's going to do it. Then he goes and like backhand toe drags the goalie and like scored. It's unbelievable. What? Look that up, people.
The highlight of the career. highlight of the career in Boston, Thordy.
Well, I mean, putting the trophy over my head was probably better, but that and the fact that I used to work on Tuukka all the time gave me the confidence coming through practice. So I was like, if it works on him, it can work on Pavlik or whoever I was shooting on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're missed here in Boston, Thordy. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Good work, buddy.
Thank you. Missed you guys too. Talk to you.
All right. That's Sean Thornton. Tuukka, thanks for being here today.
No problem. Thank you for
having me. We can't wait for the season to get underway. There's a lot of us who have high expectations and are still miserable over what happened. So a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. Well, nothing's changed in last year, I guess.
Yeah.
Every year's pressure.
You're ready to get
it's all
going?
It's good fun. Right. Not yet. A couple more weeks.
All right. A couple more weeks. A little golf, family time.
Workout. Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
Well, thanks for being here and being a part of this.
Thank you, guys.
All right. The WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon is presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation, and we will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.